right in front of the Apple office. Image hosted by wallpapershome.com. Apple. You gotta upgrade your devices. Apparently, Kim K was here. Look, gotta fix this.
8777 Washington. Watch yourself. Right, some error, Kim Dots.
Sell our money. How you doing, bro? Looking good. Good seeing you too, bro. You my man.
Thank you, bro. Love you, man.
Love you, bro. All right, so Culver City 10-8777 Washington. It's Eric Kim, the next Steve Jobs in the flesh. I think I is. Okay. So. Some big thoughts. First, Apple, if you want to start selling some iPad Pros, tell them that Eric Kim does it, right? Eric@erickim.com. I'll let your boy. So. Why planned obsolescence is fake. Okay, so running the red lights at you go net. Alright, so the problem. Everyone's like, Apple tries to intentionally put out new software updates to make their old devices useless, to keep us addicted, and then all the while they're jerking off to the newest iPhone Pro, right? So the reason why this is fake is everyone's always trying to point a finger on, it's like, why is it because I'm so miserable? It's because of Apple. I'm addicted to you and I love you, yet I hate you because I wish I was you, right? Even what Jay-Z is like, niggas hate you because they can't be you, throw them in the bayou, right? So the reason why Kim is so hated is because everyone wants to be me, right? It's like, don't hate me because you wish it was me, right? And yeah, and also the reason why people don't like me is so jacked or shirtless. Even Jay-Z is like, take the top of my Maybach. I'm so roofless. R-O-O-F-L-E-S-S-S. Sounds like R-U-T-H-L-E-S-S, like ruthless, right? Good play on words. So the critical issue here, I'll also shout out to the HBO Max, the Penguin. It should be not like, the quote should be, quote, the city will be mine. Okay, that's crazy. So, you know, Culver, right? They just done taking out the bus lanes because, or the changing up the traffic patterns because apparently, like a bunch of CulverCity.org website, I think, right, or gov. It's like some citizens try to sue the city saying that bus lanes and bike lanes were bad for the environment or something. Anyway, some nonsense. Some morning news. You'll say, what's up? So what's up? Whenever people give you a funny look, because you secret, I'm a cop, undercover cop, SWAT team, Delta Force. Up the peace sign. All right, so the first thought is Apple is obviously a tricky thing. Just testing out the new iOS, what, 18? Are we on 18? And the iPad and the iPhone. It's actually very interesting. So and also shout out Spatial Labs opening today, I think, across the street. It's gonna be pretty cool. All right, shout out to Peter Thiel backed homeboy, right? Is Idris, yeah, drives the Batmobile. Right, so the general thought, the basic thought I have is Apple is trying to kill Instagram, Facebook, Meta Corporation, Google's, etc. And Apple's doing a smart strategy, and also Apple, you watching this, I know you guys are watching this, right? Trying to become more antagonistic towards social media is good. I mean, like, you know, low key, you know, everyone knows Eric Kim. I had a chat with some of the Apple folks and I told them about how I don't have Instagram and I hate Instagram, and all the people at Apple folks are like, yeah, that's a good thought. Same thing I did a talk at Google's, just search Eric Kim Eternal Every Day. Talk at the Google's. Also, the Google employees agree with me. And It seems that nobody likes Instagram. Nobody likes it, right? Like, I would actually say Instagram is almost like homeless people, right? Like, you know, you live in LA, you know, just gonna get some. I mean, Culver City is good because we have the least amount of homeless people, or they actually have a special task force which actually does it. Like, you got some interpretive art right there. I kind of like that, the somebody then pierced the bottles up there. Funny morning thoughts. But actually, anyways, as a consequence, no one likes it. Like, only homeless people smoke cigarettes. Only homeless people use Instagram. I mean, it's almost like my thought about Instagram is kind of like McDonald's. Like, you can tell people you eat McDonald's hamburgers. I'm like, okay, I mean, you get the munchies and, you know, whatever, right? But it's just kind of a low class thing. I think my thoughts on towards kind of this new elitism of the future is the less your kids use the, you know, iPhone, the better, or the iPad. And actually, my hot take is people, oh yeah, everyone's doing it. I'm like, yeah, you're gonna give your kid a vape pen at the age of two? It's like, yeah, but nicotine safe, it's just the tar. Come on, get out of here. Just even my my homeboy Kevin, shout out to my friend Kevin, he's like Culver City Kevin. You know, you watching this, it's like, yeah, the vape pen, you vape in the house, and then the smoke detector air quality thing goes off, it's not good. So, I mean, vaping has become like seen as the lesser of the evils, but I mean, in some ways, vaping could be worse because, I mean, like, okay, just the superficial things I see, right? Like that fake peach ass smell that smells in the air instantly gives me a headache. It's like, you know, every time you walk by a Sephora, it just smells really bad. It's just like too strong. I don't like that. I mean, obviously cigarette smoke is the thing. There's only two things I hate on the planet, really, is feeling tired and two, the smell of cigarette smoke. So now that everyone in Culver City knows who I is, shout out to Dan O'Brien, vice mayor of Culver City. Maybe I'll run for mayor. So they're doing a morning run. Okay, Mike, people's like, are you a runner? I'm like, I'm a walker, right? Like Johnny Walker. Eric Kim's a walker with a 60-pound weight vest, right? Yeah, Titan Dot Fitness. So anyways, good morning, and just to give people the what's up. So essentially, I think the critical thing to think is it's all just like super dirty. And you know, I was talking to homeboy Alexi, security at Apple. It was just like, you know, the new COVID generation, like motherfuckers would be super weird, right? And that's true, but I mean, like, it's okay. Listen, everyone's permitted to be a weirdo. But generally my thought is like, you know, ultimately, what's the point of all these things? So the first thing is, don't buy the Apple phone, the iPhone Pros, iPhone Pros Max. And also, is Eric Kim the only person who doesn't own AirPods? I don't own AirPods. I don't own any headphones. Yeah, just be like a dude from the hood. You want to listen to music, just put your iPhone SE on Max, blast at the gym, hype yourself up, right? It's like, dudes in the hood could do it, why can't you, right? Treat yourself like an undercover cop. So if you're an undercover cop, let's say that I'm not, right? But let's say you're an undercover cop, right? And then you see somebody smoking, you just go up to them and say, all you have to be direct, right? Like, imagine if you are an undercover cop, just say you can't smoke here. And just say it with the authority of undercover cop. And then you say, why not? And just kind of stare at them. And they're like, if you pretend like you're undercover cop or Delta Force, right? Or you use a ranger, right? Or you undercover SWAT. Then if that's the case, then you don't need no justification, right? I just downloaded and rented the $3.99. Thank you for smoking satire film, and also the whatchamacallit, the book. It's based on a book. Oh, also, do you know the Pumping Iron documentary by Arnold Schwarzenegger? It's actually a book too. So I just downloaded a sample of that. I'm gonna read it later. But essentially, it's really important because I have this vision, right? I want Culver City to be the first smoke-free city in LA. I mean, I think there are some other places that are smoke-free, but oh yeah. Okay, so currently, I think this car is so gangster. TRD Pro. And the good thing is, this painted here, painted handles, looks good. Yeah, this car is gangster. Gangsta, gangsta, TRD Pro. iForce Max. Living life to the max, baby. Parking, it might be tricky. So funny, it's like still kind of expensive, but what? Retail price, 65 G's. I mean, wait, what's the MPGs? Well, it's actually pretty good. 23 MPGs. Yeah, not bad, not bad. Prices. Which one should I pick? And actually, surprisingly, I really like the new Land Cruiser. Shout out to my friend, brother-in-law, John Narciso. Wheel pros, black rhino rims, all the rims made by him. It's kind of expensive though, 60,000. I mean, better than a loser Range Rover. Range Rover is for losers. And also the ultimate car, Sen's favorite car, GR Corolla Gazoo Racing. Sen loves this car. Only problem is, okay, Toyota, my suggestion, just gotta paint this. It's kind of ugly. Got the GR badges stick. Shipped. Oh yeah, you can see Eric in here. You can see Eric vlogging. Look at these guns. These guns don't lie, baby. Yeah. Real men drive Toyotas. Porsches are P-U. Dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign. GR Corolla has been sitting here for a minute. Not bad. 24 mpgs, 28 miles. 40 G's. Yeah, get the GR Corolla, not the loser Tesla. Even the new Camrys look pretty cool. Look at this. God, gangsta that looks. Gangsta. Look, once again, only problem, you gotta paint this. The new. And actually, one car that's super slept on is a new Toyota Crown Signia. I think this car is super cool, right? It's essentially like a kind of, and it's also painted here, just like the Lexus, which is good. This car is super gangster. And also, looks like they copied John's rims, the Black Rhino rims, even this Tacoma off-roading. And actually, one thing I discovered is real successful people actually drive trucks. Shout out to my friend Don Dillon. He actually, yeah, it's not bad. It's like 70 G's. Look at this. This is the ultimate. Ain't nobody gonna F with you on the road. And actually, the funny thing is, nowadays, the name of the game is you just want to drive an armored vehicle in LA, especially you drive it through South Central at nighttime, right? Yeah, even the Land Cruiser all black is pretty cool. Yeah, just drive the cars. Prices. Sen loves to look at the prices. How much is this one? 37. But then again, I mean, the truth is, you know, you don't want to buy a car. You want to just put it all into Bitcoin. Land Cruiser First Edition. Yeah. Yeah, the problem is all this is being plastic. Feels cheap. But alas, still gangster. I still like it, all right? Actually, the best thing is just buy the dump truck. Tank, I love the dump truck. And stick shift. Actually, my vision is, cause like, okay, so the problem is, you buy any modern day vehicle, like any Tesla, any Cybertruck, it's probably gonna be outdated in 30 years. Whereas you buy a stick shift car, I mean, you're still gonna chug along, but everything gets outdated. So once again, the ultimate car is the 2010 Prius, the ultimate, the new pussy wagon, right? Real men drive Priuses. You want a bigger wee-wee, drive a Prius. Yeah, girls, pretty girls love, sexy girls in LA, they love the Prius. It's just like, Prius starts with a P. Your wee-wee also starts with a P. Men who drive Priuses have bigger wee-wees. Dudes who drive bigger trucks have smaller wee-wees, okay? So, yeah, I think... kind of new traffic patterns. So anyways, I think it's kind of funny. It's like, honestly, for a lot of guys, it's a big dick measuring contest, right? You're watching the documentary on the... Oh, that looks new. Huh.
Put a new thing up there. That's cool.
The critical issue here is everyone's trying to everyone's trying to, you know, stunt on one another. Okay, so this is a problem, right? The reason you could say this is clickbait, right? This is fucking New York life bullshit, right? Create financial independence, and then whenever you use things for kids, bad news. Good morning, motherfuckers. Actually, also low-key facts, some other evil corporations like what Amway, Scamway, what Herbalife, stuff like that is patently bad because they prey upon poor and weak peoples. Okay, some other ways to be a good citizen. Look at this. You see this piece of wood with all these nails? That's your kid could accidentally step on that. Be a good citizen. Be the change which you wish you see in the world, suckers, right? Throw away the trash. You gotta be careful. Actually, my problem is I often just walk around my iPad and I'm not really looking at my feet. So you just gotta be careful. Assume there's a bunch of nails and shit here, right? I've done seen nails here. So, thinking about the futures. Be the change you wish you see in the world. Just iPad Pro, don't get the loser iPhone Pros. Buy the Apple stock, don't buy the products. And think the long game, think 30 years ahead. Modular designs last longer. I was thinking about this morning, your Prius, right? The engine goes out. You can just toss in another Prius engine for what, like $5,000 maybe? And the shell will last forever. So sold off all my Tesla stocks. I mean, I still Elon till I die, and I'm still all about the Teslas, but too many supply chain issues. Thinking digital, thinking cyber is much more sustainable.